Episode. It's your kid King Scotty coming to you one more week. Apologizing for last week. I was a little under the weather and I could not bring the usual substance that I usually would bring on a weekly basis. I was a little under the weather. But nonetheless, we're here. Topic: is chivalry still alive? Or did women or men kill it? We're going to talk about that today. We'll give a shout out to my brother Rob and to Chi-Chi, who were not able to join us this week. But we are looking forward to them coming back next week. So, listen, I don't want to keep you. I want to get right into it. This was a great topic. It was beautiful. You know what I mean? And I just want to say that this has been a privilege and an honor to be able to do this. This is a great topic, and I thank you guys. Listen, I don't want to keep you. If you would like to follow the King of Hearts podcast, you can find us at Spotify, Apple, Stitcher, Breaker, Anchor, Google Podcasts, Overcast Podcasts. Anywhere your podcast platforms are available, we are there. Check us out. Without further ado, this is what we do. This is how we do. And this is how we roll. Bring them out. Bring them out. It's hard to yell with the barrel in your mouth. Bringing in the crew. My brother Jay. My brother Josh. My brother Rudy. And we're going to get this thing going. Bring them in. Let's go. Let's get it started, man.
What's good?
Yo, good evening.
What's going on, bro? How's everything?
Man, still recovering from last night, man.
Are you?
Yeah, man, you know. You know how that go, man.
I was wondering how you were holding up, man.
barely, but I'm here.
How did you feel overall? Rudy, what's good,
Rudy? What up, bro? I was on the phone, my fault. Chilling.
I'm doing good, bro. I'm sitting there talking to Jay Lett, his team boss yesterday, the 49ers. I was getting his take on
yesterday was crazy. Yesterday was crazy. First off, I'm happy the Bengals won, but the Bengals shouldn't have won that, bro. The Chiefs fumbled the game.
Yeah, Mahomes gave that game away. I felt like Mahomes got paid off on the low. because at that end sequence, he was at the 3-yard line and got backed up to the 31. Yeah, they kicked the field goal, but they could have put that game away several times.
Yeah, I agree. You know what I mean? Even the fact that they didn't take the field goal right before the half was kind of suspect to me. Yeah,
they got greedy. Yes. So
you think they should have won the Super Bowl?
Say that again.
Who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl?
Man, I'm going for the. I'm going to go for the Rams.
I'm going for the Bengals, bro. I'm going for the Bengals. Jim Burrow is really different.
Burrow is.
Man, the problem. To be honest, I can care less who wins. We ain't in it. I don't care who wins.
I hear that, man. Jimmy G. You know what I mean? He did some.
That's the best part about this whole situation is that was the last pass I got to see Jimmy G throw for the 49ers.
I hear that. Yeah, so listen, you know, last week we didn't I was a little under the weather, so I couldn't do last week. But this week we're gonna you know, talk what we talk about. You know, our last topic we had was real good. You know, I mean, we had a live reaction. Shout out to Tia. She did a live reaction to the podcast. You want to go check that out? When we were talking about the men or women, the double standards between dating, between men and women. You can check that out on Spotify, Apple, Stitcher, Breaker, Anchor, wherever the podcast platform is available. You can search the King of Hearts podcast and you can look at or hear any podcast we've done in the past. The last podcast was real good, you know, so we're just going to keep it going with this one. And the question I'm going to ask you guys, it's just going to be us, we're going to have to rock out. You know, the question I'm going to ask, you know, you guys, you know, and anybody can leave a comment, jump on, they want to jump on and come into the chat and chat with us, we'll freely accept you. Just let us know. But I'm going to ask him the question. Is chivalry still alive, or did women or men kill it? I'm just going to put that on the floor. That's what we're going to talk about. And I'm just going to throw it out there. Whoever wants to take it, what do you think? Suggestions, or what do you think about today with chivalry?
When you say chivalry, you mean like the way we treat other people and stuff like that? Like for example,
you know, chivalry, you know, like when the man holds the door for the woman and, you know, opens the door. Like, is chivalry still alive? You know, with all this
personally,
new modern day equality, it's a good question to ask.
From a man's perspective, I don't want to say I'm always thinking negative, but I think it's dead. I think it's that very few 1% of women. I think men in general overall still have chivalry. Don't get me wrong, but I think it's that 1% of women who still likes it, who can still take it. Nowadays, I feel like you're too nice to a lady and she takes it as this nigga's weird or this nigga's too soft. Or this nigga's not a scammer. He's not this. He's not that. And I feel as if, like, the society that we live in with social media and the way people portray things, it's like the young niggas, at least, they will look at it as if I don't have to open the door for her. I don't got to get her flowers. I don't got to get her this. She likes dickhead niggas, so I'm going to be a dickhead. I'm going to treat her this way. I'm going to treat her that way because that's the way to pull her. So that's just my opinion. I don't think it's dead, but I think it's that very few 1% who does do it and who will accept it for what it is and what it isn't.
Gotcha. Josh just came in. What's good, bro? Shout out to Rob. He's doing his coach thing. So we're gonna give shout out to Rob. Rob, you hold it down. Josh, I was asking the question where, you know, you came right in. You know, I was talking about chivalry. The question, is chivalry dead or did are chivalry still alive, or did women or men kill it? That's the question that I'm asking, that we're talking about. Rudy just gave his take on it. Between you and Jay, whoever wants to, you know, tackle, answer that question personally, what do you think about that question? Is chivalry still alive, or is it dead? Who killed it, if it is? If it's not alive anymore, who killed it? What happened? Talk to me.
Yeah, I got a quick question. Did it snow in Florida?
No, it didn't snow. No, it didn't snow.
Because I've seen a bunch of people posted that it was 29 degrees and you guys had ice all over your car windshield and
I mean, it was cold, a lot colder than the norm, but it didn't snow. Probably some exaggeration going on with those posts that you saw.
Yeah, probably. But who wants to tackle that question? I mean, who do you answer? What do you think? Who's going?
Me, I wouldn't necessarily say it's dead. For lack of a better word, I'd probably say it maybe evolved.
Evolved.
Because,
okay.
Yeah, like I said, for lack of a better word.
Okay.
But I say that because I feel like men have always and will always do what's necessary in order to, you know, court a woman. I just think, you know, at one point in time, things like opening the doors and, you know, pulling out chairs, whatever the case may be, I think those things were valued more, you know, once upon a time than they are now. But mm-hmm. I think whatever women put value in now, men are gonna, you know, adjust. So,
yeah,
you know, I don't think it's necessarily dead. I think it, like I said, I think it may have evolved.
Evolved. Okay. What about you, Josh? What do you think?
What's up, y'all? I feel like, yeah, Jason, I think it did evolve in the sense of, from my perspective, but there was a good word, evolve. But I want to say, in my perspective, like, how I see it is, sometimes when you tend to, you know, open, like everybody's been talking about opening doors, you know, pulling out chairs, things of that nature, you know, the things that, the little thing, just the little things.
Yeah.
Females, certain ones feel that it's, I'm going to say that person is soft, that man is soft. Like, what is this? It's like foreign. Like, what is he doing? And you got some females that, when they do, it's like, what is he up to? What is he trying to do? And it may play it however you are raised, or what you like, or what you prefer to do for your woman, because sometimes that it evolves, but it can evolve into a negative point, and also to a positive point because of the certain situations.
I like that. You know, I sit there, I ask the question, you know, basically because, you know, like I said earlier, you know, we live in a life, you know, in a world today, in society today, you know, that with equality and, you know, women feel like, some women feel like they don't get their fair shake in life, you know, and men feel like they're being phased out, you know. And being kind of like a burden on society. Some men feel that way, you know. So I just ask the question, and it makes you think about, like, the traditional things that, you know, we used to do as men that, you know, I don't see as much, you know. I see it differently now. I see, you know, the woman, you know, trying to, you know, being a pursuer and things like that. I see just different things, you know. So I asked the question. That's why I asked that question. So, you know, I just put it out there, you know, like, overall, do you feel like society today doesn't allow doesn't allow for chivalry to be the way it used to be?
Well, go ahead, Josh.
Go ahead, man.
Yeah, I don't want to. I guess you can word it like that. That society doesn't, like I said, I think it goes back to my, you know, what I originally said. Like, I think it's evolved to a point where, like, women put their value in something different. Like, yeah, it's cool you open the door, but, you know, they may be looking for something bigger than that, or something that they view as more valuable than you opening the door. Now, unfortunately, it's become, like, the things that we used to consider, like, major have become basic. I think back in the day, if you paid a phone bill or a light bill or something for a woman, that was, like, major. But now that's become, like, basic. It's like, now I can open the door for myself, like, pay this light bill. So it's like, now you're looking at women like, oh, okay. But then, you know, it's trying to explain the dynamic between society with modern day women is so contradicting that it's just hard to even, like, put, you know, sum up into one. Because, you know, you got the independent women that, I don't need you to do nothing for me, but then at the same time, they want you to do everything for them without you, without having to ask you. You know what I mean? It's so contradicting. Yeah. So, and I think it that's what kind of forced, you know, chivalry to evolve in a way.
I like that you say evolve. Like, I like that you say that, like, evolve. It's chivalry evolved. Well, you know, what were some of the things that it evolved into, you know? Well, like, what were those things? What is it, you know, that you remember to how it is today? I like that word, evolve. I really like that word. It's like
it kind of goes back to
it kind of right.
It kind of goes back to what I think it was Joshua who was speaking, said, like, nowadays, instead of opening a door for a lady or her coming home to you cooking dinner or some shit, it's pay for my nails or pay for my fucking lace front or something like that. Like, that's chivalry to them because you're taking care of them. You're making life easier for them. That's how I see it.
Right. I mean, that's basically what I was trying to say, too. You know, it's evolved into something where, you know, opening a door at one time used to be, you know, valued. A woman would, oh, thank you. You know, you're such a gentleman. They would kind of praise you for that. I don't know if y'all have ever been in a situation where you held the door for someone now and you might not even get a thank you. They just walk in, and, you know what I mean, as if... And it could be a complete stranger, not necessarily a woman that you're, like, trying to court or anything. It could just be, like, a random anybody. And, you know, just being a gentleman is like, all right, let me grab this door. And some people, they just walk in as if, oh, yeah, you were supposed to do that. So it's not even valued the same, you know? So I think, I don't know where it's headed, but I'm afraid of it. Yeah, I'm afraid of where it's headed.
I have a friend incident. So this lady, she was getting her stuff, and she, as you can tell, she was a hairdresser because of the things that she had, and she had stuff in her hand. She was pulling a wagon. I said, "Oh snap!" I said, "Let me help her." I didn't say that out loud. I said, "Let me do it because it was a, you know, it's the right thing to do to help out." You see a woman and you know, that needs help. Some men would talk, hey, help that woman out. So I said, you know what? Right. Let me just go and grab whatever the shoe. As soon as I went to reach to grab, she said, don't touch that. I said, whoa. I said, you don't need help? And clearly she needed help, but she's like, don't touch that. I got it. I was like, oh, okay.
Wow.
And like, so she ended up taking 3 or 4 trips, walking back and forth. And I was like, man, you could have took one trip if, you know, if you allowed me to help, but it was, I mean, which would have been the right thing to do. But she's like, no, I got it. Don't worry. I said, oh, okay. And it blew my mind because it's like, you need help. Why not allow me to help you?
Yeah.
Why not allow me to help you?
She didn't want the help.
Yeah. I mean, and I guess, and if you look at it from a woman's perspective, some women feel like if a man does something for me, he's looking for something in return.
Yeah, I hate that. Well, why does it gotta be that? Like, why does it have to be that?
But I mean, you know, honestly, bro, you may dislike it because you know that when you're doing it, it's coming from a genuine place. But you gotta understand that there are men out here that are looking for something in return. So
facts.
You know, if women encounter that multiple times, they're gonna be like on defense, like, nope, the last guy that helped me, you know, he just assumed that I was gonna go on a date with him, give him my number, you know, something like that. So it could kind of like, you know, trickle down to their experience, not just, you know what I mean? Yeah. We're looking at it from our perspective, like, I'm just trying to be a gentleman, but she may be looking at it from, you know, her experience and saying, no, I mean, I don't want to be in that situation again.
Yeah, I like that. We got a comment. I want to see what this comment is about. Let's see who's this. Chip. Let's see what Chip got to say.
That's not a question you can ask the women. Why does it have to be that way? That's a question you have to ask men. Why do men at times make their generosity or their chivalry feel and or seem transactional?
I like that. Who wants to tackle that? I like that. Who wants to tackle that?
Sometimes 9 out of 10, the way I see it, and I could be wrong, there's more opinions to this, but 9 out of 10, most men who approach a woman, when a woman sees a man approach them, 9 out of 10, they think you just want to fuck off rip. They think you approach them because you're looking at them from a perspective of they have a fat ass or they got boobs and you just want to kill and fucking smoke the pack. So some men might probably see that's an easier way to approach a lady, is opening a door for her or doing something along the lines of simp shit, and that's an easier way to get a conversation out of a lady.
Or maybe, I mean, in a lot of cases, that's the only thing that man has to offer. So at the end of the day, it's transactional regardless of how you word it. There are, you know, gentlemen out here, right? Because I don't have a limit on, you know, opening a door or helping someone out, whether it's someone I know or whatever the case may be. But in a lot of cases, it is a man trying to, in some way, receive something from that woman. And sometimes all he has to offer is his generosity. Like, I can't afford to take her out. I can't afford to, you know, X, Y, and Z, but I can lend a hand. And if that's all I have to offer, then that's what I'm going to give.
Okay. I got you. Got another comment. And we want to see. I think this is Chip. I think Chip has a response based off of what he said previously. Let me see. Oh, we got here. Yeah, Chip does. Let's see.
Well, 9 times out of 10, when a man sees a woman, he does want to clap the cheeks. He does want to just, you know, do that. And so women are more often than not correct in that assumption. Furthermore, we all have preconceived notions about things, places, people, religions, ethnicities, and so forth. So that's just a fact.
What do you think about that? Before I go to the next comment, what do you think about what he just said there?
I mean, I can't say not. Okay, if you at a certain age, like you stop this thinking with your dick at a certain age. When it comes to if you have the maturity of a man to say, okay, I want one woman and I want to marry her, you know, after a while, yeah, you approach, like, you don't always. I don't like that comment when you said about the sex, men approach women for sex. Sometimes a woman could be the best friend because of certain things. Like if you talking to a woman, my first thought is not, oh, I can't wait to, you know, clap them cheeks. Like, because sometimes you won't even get that far. Because sometimes you won't even get that far because of you can't even have some women can't have a decent conversation. So you dead it because of the lack of, I want to say, of the lack of conversation and trying to get to know each other on that level. So sometimes it doesn't even go far for men's perspective, and hopefully I can say the right thing. Like I can say that women, after they get turned off or by the man about certain situations, they dead it in the water too. So it's not all about, you know, that female could be your best friend and help you grow. I can grow a business together and still have no type of feeling because of the conversation you have prior to or something to that effect. So I can't agree with. You meet every person or a man or a woman. Like, sometimes it doesn't work like that in certain maturity stages.
Got you. Yeah, Jaylett, you got something to say to that before we go check out the comment?
I didn't want to get off topic, but I kind of wanted to address something Josh just said. He said when you reach a certain age, I don't necessarily predicate that to age. I think it's when you reach a certain level. I don't think it's necessarily
level.
Age.
What level? And what level is that?
A level. I mean, when you reach that level of, okay, I desire something more. Because that's not always, you know, it's not always predicated to age.
Yeah.
Because you can, I know you've probably seen some, you know, 40-plus-year-old men that are still trying to live like,
still,
you know.
Still out there.
Right.
Still out
there. Right. But I think that's because they haven't reached that level yet. So because they haven't reached that level where they can ask for something more, they don't. Cause I think you got to be at a certain level to even, you know, think that you can get something more out of a woman.
And I'm not trying to get off topic, but what you just said is a lot of reason. Surprisingly, you'd be so surprised why older women like younger guys around like my age and shit. Because older men, they're just still in the phase of I just want to fuck. I don't care about her feelings, blah, blah, blah. And I hear it from older women themselves because I mess with a lot of older women.
Yeah,
I still think that goes back to level, not age. Because when I was 20 something years old, yeah, that's what I wanted. To be honest, that's what I wanted. I'm not gonna say that I dealt with older women when I was younger because I wanted something more than the older guys wanted. No, I wanted the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Facts. I want to get to this comment. Chip left comment. He left some good comments here, so we're gonna run through these real quick.
If that's all you have to offer a woman, you shouldn't be wanting to engage with her in any way, shape, or form. That's my personal respectful opinion. Good. That's good, Doc. You're saying a word now. It's not, you know, maturity is never synonymous with age. And when you reach a certain level, yes, you factor in other things when it comes to your attraction after the initial physical attraction. But many of us men never reach that place where we stop thinking about things from a sexual perspective.
I like that. That was a good take.
Right.
I
can't really add to it, but it just, you know, he just solidified basically what I said. Like, You know, it's not age. It's a level. But like I said, I think it's about where you are. You can't ask for something if you're not at a certain level. If you're, you know what I mean? Like, if all I have to offer you is sex, I can't ask for something more. You know how those women have like certain guys that they may just be sleeping with?
Yeah.
But they sleep with that guy because they know he has nothing else to offer. But then they may meet a guy that's got it together and won't sleep with him because she knows like this guy is on another level and he has something more to offer. In the same way, women recognize that men know what they have to offer. Men know, like, okay, I ain't got nothing, but I got some good sex that I can give her, and if I can just, you know, just get that, you know, then that'll at least get me in the door.
Get you in the door, yeah.
Right.
Hey, I don't want to overcomment on the talk. I'm enjoying the talk, but I just want to put this out there. No man on this talk or on this platform or in this world ever stops thinking with his penis. Furthermore, if a woman is dumb as a doorknob, our threshold as men for the amount of stupidity we can put up with is far greater than a woman's.
That's true.
I like that. It's got
spirit. Yeah, I mean, I think it always, sex is always the initial goal.
The initial goal.
yeah, I mean, because think about it. When you're sitting around and it's just guys hanging out, you see an attractive woman walking by, you're not saying, oh, man, I would really like to get to know her to see what her level of intellect is. No, we don't know. Initially, it's, man, I want to hit that. You know what I mean? But it's the other. Right. And in the process of you doing what you need to do in order to achieve that initial goal, that's when, you know, you may start to fall for her mindset or, you know, other stuff like that. But initially, it's sex first.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to check out Spirit Love has a comment. I'm interested to hear what Spirit Love has to say.
Dick chivalry should not be dead. I'm not sure if it is dead or not, but I think the reason why we keep on saying it's dead is because we keep on murdering it. Like, we keep on labeling it as toxic masculinity when it's not. I feel like when you label a chivalrous man as a toxic masculine man, that's where the problem is. I feel like the confusion of real toxic masculinity and chivalry is the problem, because chivalry is not toxic masculinity, but people try to make it that way. That's why there's an issue.
Ooh, I like that. What do you think about Spirit Love? He came through with that. I like
what he said there. I wish I can ask, when he said we're murdering it, is he speaking in general, men and women, just men, just women? Like, who's murdering it? Because, like I said, I think men are always and have always done what they feel is necessary to court a woman. I just think what women have started, you know, began to require has changed. Mm-hmm. So therefore, the some of the older qualities and things that women desired before, they no longer desire. So we've kind of adjusted.
You know, you're getting a part of the podcast that always hits it. It's heating up. And it's starting to heat up. You can feel it. You know, you do this long enough, you can just feel it. Absolutely. What you just said, Jay. That's the comments. We got a couple comments coming through. Here we go.
Chivalry and toxic masculinity are identical twins, but they are not the same thing. Chivalry is chivalry. Toxic masculinity is masked as chivalry until the man does not get what he wants, and then his behavior and demeanor and respect level changes. So that's what I have to say about that.
Boy.
Go ahead, Jay. What you got?
That's deep, man. That's deep. But it's so much truth to that, though, because most men are only being chivalrous to achieve their initial goal, and then once they achieve it, then... But not to jump off, not to go veer too far off, I think that's why, honestly, women aren't going to like this, right? But I think it just makes sense to get sex out of the way. But hear me out. The reason I say that is you're not going to see who that man truly is until after sex anyway. Let's be honest. You're not going to see who that man truly is anyway. I mean, not saying you should just meet somebody and sleep with them, but if you go on, if you're willing to go on a second date with the guy, you might as well sleep with him at that point. Because, like I said, life is about chance, right? When we take a woman out, we're spending money, we're taking a chance, right? We don't know what's going to happen. We just know that we have to pay the bill. Yeah. I mean, hey, listen, women want equality, right? You got to be willing to take that chance because you're not, like I said, you're never going to know what that man's true intentions are until after you sleep with him.
Bro, you got me crying.
Like I said, I know that's not, you know, that's not something that women are going to necessarily want to hear, but do you feel me, though?
I hear you. You know, when you sit there, when you say it like that, when you put it like that, like, I can't say you don't have a point. I really can't say that you don't have a point, man. Like, you do have a point when you say that. You know, we got some comments that are rolling in here. You know, let's see who... Spirit Love, let me see.
We're all fucking murdering it. I think, to be honest, this is going to sound really horrible, but I think Gen Xers are murdering it the most. You know what I'm saying? Because opening doors...
Oh, what happened? He must have lost his thing.
So, yeah, I think he cut it off or something.
Yeah.
Man, he didn't have another one to follow up?
Yeah. I don't think nothing popped up, but let me see what's with
you. And have not always done what was necessary to court women. Because one of the main things that is necessary to court a woman that men almost have never done is been exclusive and been faithful and been monogamous. So scratch that respectfully, my friend. Women are now asking for more because... Women are now asking for not necessarily more. Let me take that back. They're asking for different things because they realize the things that they initially wanted, i.e. monogamy, exclusivity, love, companionship, authenticity, a real experience, someone who cares. They stop asking for it because they realize they won't get it. Now listen, brother. Listen. I love you for that. I don't know you, but I love you. Get it out the way, Jack. I agree. But do you see how that's unfair and that is not expedient for women? Because at the end of the day, you meet a woman and you try to like her. The fact that she has an enormous amount of bodies or kids could be something that disqualifies her.
Yes, I was just going to say that chivalry is definitely dead nowadays because most women are just so fucking ran through. And it's a sad case, but not all women, but it's very little percentage of women who aren't ran through, who aren't doing OnlyFans, who aren't selling nudes, who aren't claiming they're independent by sexualizing themselves on social media and still wanting a man to give them fucking the ideal princess treatment. And
I want to respond to what Chip just said. The word that stood out to me in that last comment was fair, right? And to say fair is unfair because women ask for equality. So once you start, he said that we haven't always given women what they wanted, and that's why they ask for, you know, more or something along, you know, similar to that. Women may not have always gotten exactly what they wanted, but the men did whatever was necessary in order for that woman to entertain him. So in a sense, he did enough. So it was up to her to entertain him based on what he was presenting to her initially. But like I said, a man's initial goal is sex anyway. Mm-hmm. But women have to understand that, because men, we know what we study women enough to know this is what I need to do in order to get what I want. Women need to understand that because I know that this is what this man wants, I need to show him that this is what it's going to require. So to me, that sounds fair, because in order for that woman to sleep with that man, she has to be getting something out of it. And if she isn't, then that's her fault.
Mm. Can anybody hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, I just want to make sure, because I got disconnected. And we're losing where I'm at doing driving around. I'm actually in the car doing this podcast right now.
Oh, you know? Okay, okay.
And so if I get disconnected, you know, my apologies. So I just want to try to get through these comments and get out of here, because I don't want to keep us alone. This has been a great talk, and we're gonna have to do a part two. We're definitely running out of time. We're just gonna do a part two to this. I want to check this comment out, and then we're gonna speak on this comment, what's said here, and then we're going to close it out. Let's see what Spirit Love has to say.
For example, this is why I say Gen X, okay, because I do love the Gen X generation. I'm not far from it. But at the same time, I am a cultured man. I come from two immigrant parents. And the thing about chivalry is that it's not just in one culture alone. The Thai culture, my culture, has a lot of aspects about the importance of chivalry, right? So a lot of times we have a lot of these white elitists that say they're woke, saying that, oh, chivalry is patriarchy, which means that only the man is right, which is not true. You know, chivalry can be respectful towards women, respectful to your partner, but we don't utilize it that way. We say it's horrible, it's not.
I like that. I like what you said, you know, especially with the different, where we're at with the generation, you know, with the cultural, you know, generational differences. Definitely speaks to that.
The problem I have with this new generation is everything is subjective to, you know, in each individual. So, you know, what you may view as chivalrous, someone else may view as toxic masculinity. But everyone has a platform where they could, or something to back why they feel the way they feel based on the way, you know, society has evolved. Versus at once upon a time, it was either this or it was that. Now it's this, depending on how, where you grew up and how you view life, and all these different angles have, you know, presented themselves, and it's something to back each and every perspective, which means there's no truth anymore. You know what I mean? Like, it's no solid foundation where it's like, okay, this is how it's going to be, or else this is going to be the result. It's like, you have so many different avenues in which you can say, all right, well, this is okay as long as, you know what I mean? Like, it's always subjective. It's subjective for what anybody could do anything and then justify it. Because there's something in society that'll back it up.
Something in society will back it up, yeah.
Right. So absolutely. Now it's kind of like you're put in a position where you don't know what to do. Like the situation with Josh, when he was trying to help this woman out that clearly needed help, she could always justify exactly whatever her response is. She can justify it with something that she's experienced in her life. She could have said, hey, this guy was trying to rob me. And who was going to argue that? who, you know what I mean? Because now whatever she says, that's it's gonna hold weight.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I'm sorry. No, what,
yeah.
What happened? What, we got a comment. No, what happened? We had
got no. It got disconnected a little bit.
Yeah, it is. I know a comment came through. Hold on, let me see what this comment says, Chip.
Hey, I know you guys are about to get ready to end the talk. Please give me a follow. I'll follow you back. I'd love to set up some talks with you guys. It sounds as though you guys have some manosphere talking points in your comments, which I would love to pick your brains on. So please follow. I'll follow back.
Absolutely. I just followed you, Chip. Be sure to follow Chip, guys, when you get a chance. This was a great topic. I want to, you know, go through it again, you know, because it really was good. I just want to say, for one thing, that, you know, we try to do what we have to do in this lifetime, you know, and understand how we are growing and understanding how we are evolving in each and every thing that we do. So I really like this. You know, I ain't gonna shoot nobody. Go ahead, bro.
I think the next time we speak on this topic, it'll be good to have a woman present so we can get a woman's perspective on how they view chivalry.
Yeah, absolutely. I reached out to Chi Chi. She did contact me. She said her and JoJo wasn't gonna be able to make it. So that's why we are gonna tackle this again, because we definitely want to bring the females on, because I want to hear what they have to say in regards to that.
Right.
It would have been real good.
And we can see how chaotic a woman's mind is.
Chaotic.
Yeah. It's definitely chaotic.
All right, guys. Anybody got any last words before we get out of here?
Well, you got a comment just came through.
For real, for real. For real, last comment. You said, whoever's saying that about having a woman, that's really why I stopped in here, because obviously I'm a man, but I was just thinking that it's so fascinating that you guys are talking about women's perspectives and et cetera, what women want, what women need, what women desire, how they think, and don't have any women in here. So that was probably the most profound thing that was said in this entire talk. Have a diverse panel. But with that being said, you guys were very intellectual as well.
I appreciate you, man. Really do. For sure, yeah, we did. Oh man, the last one we did. It was so good when we had Chi Chi on. It was so good, man. Like, it was real good. So absolutely, we're going to definitely do that next time, guys. We can get out of here. I gotta go. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it looks like there's one more comment. I don't know if you want to tackle that
is there one more comment?
Well, I know you guys did a really good job. Thanks for listening to my comments and replying to them. I think it was excellent. And I think there's a reason why this panel is full of black men. And I think that's really important, because we understand that a lot of these values of chivalry are cultural values. There is not a father or a grandfather who beat their wife and talked about chivalry. It's always from a respectful man who's treated their woman or their partner in general with respect. And I feel like that's really important to acknowledge, you know. We have to stop this attack on our cultural values, saying that we're wrong, because I can guarantee you this. A lot of men who say it's wrong are men who only follow idealism, that it's a woman's perspective on chivalry, and that's it. That's what I get annoyed by.
That's true.
Hey,
that's true.
I really, like, yo, everything he said to me has been spot on. I don't even want to comment over that, because I think it just needs to stand for what it says right there.
Because like you said, only a respective man will even speak on, you know, chivalry, versus, you know, a man that even, you know, that's not even his mindset, that isn't even into his thought process.
Absolutely. All right, guys, look, we're gonna get out of here. Look, next week we got this. We're gonna bring Chi Chi. We're gonna bring the girls back. It was nice talking with you guys. Everyone who left comments, thank you so much. Hopefully, we'll do it again. We'll do a follow. Everybody, the King of Hearts podcast, go check it out. Spotify, Apple, Stitcher, Breaker, Anchor. Anywhere you can find a podcast, we're there. Guys, I'll see you next week. Go yo. Rams. The Rams are going to be Super Bowl
champions. Yo, Chris.
Yeah.
As soon as you get off here, bro, give me a call.
All right, I got you, bro. All
right.
I got you. All right, guys, take care.
All right, bro. Go Bengals. Y'all have a good one.
Let's go Bengals.